أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. فلعن الله أمة أسست أساس الظلم والجور عليكم أهل البيت، ولعن الله أمة دفعتكم عن مقامكم وأزالتكم عن مراتبكم التي رتبكم الله فيها. If you remember, we were covering different excerpts of Ziyarat Ashura, taking lesson from each of them. Here we find in this ziyara, this part of the ziyara, that the imams are sending their curse on certain individuals and certain movements, certain groups. History is full of turning points, events that change the course of history forever. And usually these turning points, it's not something that happens overnight. You find their roots deep within what is going on and happening in society, in that demographic, in that area. It's not something that happens all of a sudden. These major turning points, there's a background to all of them. And of course, one of the greatest turning points in history is Ashura. So the question arises that, well, what was the cause of Ashura? How can this happen 50 years after the Prophet has passed away? The only treasure that this world has to be happy about, which is the grandson of the Holy Prophet, is slaughtered instead of revered. What were those roots that we're talking about? What led to this? Now, this has been spoken about before. Inshallah, tonight we want to give it a little twist, make it a little interesting, make it a little different, and also try to pick up points as we go on. We need to understand what went wrong. What went wrong with the Ummah so that we don't make such a mistake? Because we all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He brings us here, He brings us for tests. So we better be careful that another Ashura doesn't happen. Of course, another Ashura won't happen because there is no Hussein like Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam to come anymore. Allah gave humanity the opportunity and humanity failed. But we, at a lower scale at least, we want to be careful not to make the same mistakes. That's what we're here for. That's what history is for. Why do we study history? We study history so that we don't make the same mistakes others made. The guy ruined his life. I just read into his life a little bit. I don't make that mistake anymore. He paid the price. I picked the fruit. I'm not happy that he made the mistake, but now that he did, I'm going to try not to make that mistake. Of course, examining this part of history analytically, of course, not just reading it and going through it so it gets very boring, but studying it sometimes will seem like we're trying to, you know, prove Shi'ism and say how bad the other schools are and how weaker they are than us. No, that's not the objective, inshallah, tonight and tomorrow night. This is a two-part lecture. But rather, we just want to see what the Ummah did wrong. How did we mess up as an Ummah so that the Prophet's son is slaughtered as the way he was slaughtered? But at the same time, yes, some parts will take on the Shia color. We will have to look at it from a Shia perspective at the end of the day. But that's not the objective. For this, we need an overview of the timeline, of a timeline. Usually, each of the points that inshallah will discuss, they are spoken about in depth. I want to go over all of them so that the younger ones, they have a, you can call it a Karbala or Ashura 101 course that we're having today.